Hey, everybody, down the Charlie Kirk Show. Kane and Carrie Lake. We talk about Nikki Haley, Carrie Lake running for the Senate, the border, and the transing of our kids. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member today, everybody, at charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. When you become an exclusive member, you can listen to our interviews before that they are posted in real time. You can listen to all of our conversations without advertisers. We have Steve Bannon up there, Jonathan Isaac, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tucker Carlson, Ben Carson. So go to charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. It's a great way to support us and to get behind what we are doing. That is charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. We provide exclusive content beyond our daily show that defends freedom and fights for our values. And get on to the know what's really happening in our country. It helps us out significantly. It's affordable for all income levels. CharlieKirk.com Insider or Insider Plus. We're going to be growing it as a community. You guys can comment and communicate with me directly. CharlieKirk.com. It's going to be amazing. We're really trying to scale this up heading into 2024. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com for a gift of any amount at tpusa.com. You guys can get the college scam. That's tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Kane from citizenfreepress.com. Citizen Kane. Mr. Kane, I hope you had a great Christmas. Big year ahead. We've been talking about how 2023 has been this setup year. And Kane, I want to get into Nikki Haley stuff because it's really important. I think there's a story that's not being covered here. Two stories, in fact. But Kane, I just want you to riff a little bit. You are a news junkie, news aggregator. You are now listed by Mediaite as one of the 75 most important organizations, institutions, and websites out there. It's citizenfreepress.com. It's unbelievably powerful. It's super important. Kane, what were the big stories for you in 2023?
Well, I want to hear these two on Nikki Haley pretty quick. On Mediaite, you know, I appreciate your mentioning that. That was a big surprise, mostly because I sort of hide most of my links. Anytime I have to link to Mediaite, I use a proxy cache service. So Mediaite generally doesn't get the traffic. So I was surprised that they noticed, but it was nice. They only included two websites out of 75, you know, whatever, influential organizations or people. So it was nice of them. And I appreciate your mentioning that. In terms of 2023, this is, you know, let's go ahead and say it. 2023 was the most insane year for politics in the history of this country. And it's not even going to hold a candle to 2024. We're going to have trial after trial after trial of the man leading in the polls to be the president of the most powerful nation in the country. While you've got Jack Smith and Merrick Garland and Fannie Willis attempting to damage him however they can, keep him off the ballot. So I would say, you know, in a word, 2023 was insanity and 2024 is going to make 23 look like a joke.
So I want to now transition to the Nikki Haley thing. So two things here, Kane. I visit Citizen Free Press multiple times a day, so I'm kind of connected to what you're focusing on. So I know where you're at here, but I want to warn and caution our audience. Nikki Haley is surging in some of these polls in New Hampshire and South Carolina. I know some of you guys might laugh out there. Do not underestimate Nikki Haley, especially in the Granite State, especially in some of these more moderate places. Let's play cut 50 first, please.
The St. Anselm College Survey Center came out with a poll this last week that turned a lot of heads. Trump 44, Haley 30. That's not close, but it's a lot closer than this race has been all year. And Haley's trajectory could put her in a competitive position by primary day. When you break this poll down by party registration, among Republicans, it's a much different race. Trump at 56%, Haley at 22%. No one else is close.
Now, that poll shows a big delta. Newsweek, though, Nikki Haley closes the gap on Donald Trump. Nikki Haley surges in poll, according to The Guardian, within 4 points of Republican leader Trump. Now, these polls might be exaggerated, trying to create a race where there isn't one. But Kane, for those of us that are Team MAGA, Team Trump, it would be a mistake for us to rest on our laurels, act like this thing is in the bag. Nikki has a 2-week window where she might surprise some people. And even if she falls 10 points short, the media will say that that is a win. Your thoughts, Citizen Kane?
Yeah, there's a lot there. So quickly, we'll go to the polls first. They, as you said, they've been all over the map. She is polling higher in New Hampshire than in any other state, obviously. And lucky for her, South Carolina is probably where she's doing second best, and that follows New Hampshire. So she's going to get a lot of positive press in the first month. And you're absolutely correct that the media is going to blow it up, whether it's 10 points that she loses by New Hampshire or 15 or even 20. They're going to say that that's a strong showing, that it shows momentum from her candidacy. And, you know, and we need to pay attention and be prepared for this and be prepared to fight back and explain to people that these are really anomalies associated, as you said, with New Hampshire, with South Carolina, and with some of the early, more moderate states. Overall, you know, that Newsweek story that you mentioned, I've got it in the stack from last night, and my headline is something about what a stupid headline from Newsweek, because they talk about her gaining, yet they point out in paragraph 2 that she's still losing to Trump 51-13. Now, she has passed DeSantis, who is apparently tied somehow with Chris Christie at 9%. So in the national polls, Trump is still strong. In the New Hampshire specific polls, you nailed it. There was one, I don't know, this has been a week maybe, that she was within 3 or 4 points. But it turns out that polling group was probably pretty suspect.
Yes.
And there was another New Hampshire poll that came out that showed Trump leading by over 20. So we know that, you know, that, as you said, the polls are all over the map. But yeah, we got
to
be prepared.
The media is trying to create a race by expectations. That's what I'm getting at, Kane. Iowa, New Hampshire. This is where I told the president this on the phone, and I've said it on the show. Stop putting out these polls that show you up 71 points or whatever, right? Because then if you win by 25, people are going to say that you're collapsing. It's all about managing expectations. Kane, your thought?
Yeah, no, that's a good interjection. It absolutely is. Just like Wall Street works by whether or not you beat expectations when you report your earnings, and that that determines whether the stock goes up. It's the same thing in politics. And that's a good point. You know, if Trump is constantly putting out these polls showing him leading by 50 or 60 and not explaining clearly that these are nationwide polls, he is a little bit setting himself up for this media attack when Nikki Haley only ends up losing by 15. But it's, you know, look, it's going to coalesce, right? If DeSantis may drop out after Iowa and New Hampshire, you may have Chris Christie says he will not drop out. But it's not going to be a clear, not every voter for DeSantis is going to go for Nikki Haley. We've seen in certain polls that if DeSantis voters don't have DeSantis to choose from, most of them want Trump. So it's not, you know, so I don't really believe that it's going to end up being, let's say, a 60-40 battle if she were the only candidate across all the primaries.
I think you're right. And I tweeted this back when Nikki announced back in February. I said, quote, "Don't underestimate Nikki. She's talented and ambitious. She will raise a ton of money and work super hard. Nothing is certain." And I used to be very friendly with Nikki. It's not that we're not anymore. We've kind of obviously grown apart now that we're in the midst of this primary. But don't underestimate her. I know I have a minority opinion in the MAGA movement that she has surprised a lot of people. If you study her South Carolina governor's races, and obviously I'm not supportive of her candidacy, I'm just talking factually here. You look at her South Carolina governor's races, you look at her other opportunity, she has a way to scrap herself up to the top through hard work, through grit, through talent, through ambition, whatever you want to call it. I just think it would be a mistake for us to act as if this is signed, sealed, and delivered. There's some very, very powerful people pumping money behind Nikki Haley right now. We're getting emails right now, freedom@charliekirk.com, Kane. Money. People are saying, I'm seeing 5 Nikki Haley ads a day in New Hampshire, Boston television. Kane?
Yeah, well, I mean, you said it. The billionaires are coalescing behind her. I'm not sure what Ken Griffin is doing, but, you know, the Oracle guy, Larry Ellison, who I think wasted $40 million that could have been given to organizations like Turning Point USA, so that an actual ground effort, grassroots effort in the 7 swing states, but instead they wasted that $40 million on Tim Scott. So that's just an example. This money is going to flow to Nikki Haley. She's going to get the attention. The Never Trumpers, the Democrats, the regime media, everyone is going to get behind Nikki Haley. And we're going to see how strong the MAGA base is. But, you know, just based on the nationwide polls, Charlie, I'm not actually worried.
No, my job is to be a little bit paranoid. I like to see different attacks coming. I have no doubt Trump will win the primary. I just don't want to have this go longer than it needs to be, us underestimate, have Trump to spend more precious dollars that should be spent against Biden. And all of a sudden, we're going to have to be in full kind of PR recovery mode, Kane, in late January, because out of nowhere we have a primary because we were celebrating near Christmas and New Year's. That's my philosophy. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week Quick Start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. There was a debate, I know, that happened at Mar-a-Lago recently with some people that were there, and this over Christmas, there was a chatter of who to be VP, and some people were pushing Nikki. And Don Jr. has been pushing back both publicly and privately, not a big surprise. Kane, is this a possibility, and what would your message be to President Trump if he was listening to his advisors about picking Nikki Haley as vice president?
My message would probably be what Tucker Carlson's message was at your AmFest on stage last week, which I think he said he might actively campaign against that ticket. He would actively campaign against President Trump if he chose Nikki Haley, because she's so diametrically opposed to so much of what the MAGA base believes in. I know what you're talking about. I actually hadn't seen it until a couple of days ago when it was mentioned in a story that Trump at Mar-a-Lago had, in a speech or a presentation with donors, he'd sort of asked them about different candidates and brought up Nikki Haley and wondered what people thought. And then, as you said, Don Jr. has been very public and very vocal about letting his dad know that Nikki Haley is a non-starter as vice president. I would remind him that the base, that most of the things that Nikki Haley stands for, I mean, we've been able to show that she's open, you know, she succumbed to the transgender lobby in South Carolina, for example, on bathrooms and other issues. Most of the cultural issues, most of the, you know, one of the things that we loved about Trump was he was the first president in 50 years to give the middle finger to China. I've been waiting for that since business classes in college, for someone actually to have the guts. And Nikki Haley would suck up to China just like Biden does. So my message to Trump would be, stay with your base. Do not go outside of it with someone like Nikki Haley. It's not going to bring you votes. Those never Trumpers are still going to vote for President Trump. That's the thing that that everyone has to remember. All of these people campaigning against her from our side, guess what? They're still going to hold their nose and vote for Trump when he's the candidate. And they just sort of make it seem as though they won't. And they make these sort of dire predictions that, you know, Trump will lose a certain 20-25% of the base or of the Republican voters if he doesn't mollify his conduct in some ways. Look, I'm rambling and I want to wrap it up because I want to hear your thoughts, but it's a crazy idea. Let's hope he's not considering it closely. There are so many other better candidates, from Josh Hawley to Vivek, who Vivek probably wouldn't take it. He's a busy billionaire businessman, but there are so many other better candidates, and let's hope it's not Nikki.
Yeah, and look, I'm going to privately do everything I can to make sure Nikki Haley does not become vice president. If this happened, this would be a real gut punch. It would make, if Donald Trump were to pick Nikki Haley as vice president, it would be a lot of wind out of our sails, I'll tell you, Kane. It would be hard to say it with a straight face that President Trump would articulate an America First agenda, because Nikki Haley's not America First, obviously. She's Ukraine First or some sort of globalist ideal first. Who then should he pick, Citizen Kane?
Well, I love Tucker, but Tucker says being around politicians is revolting to him. I have that quote up. I know you've pushed Tucker. Hopefully he's considering it behind the scenes. I think he would be a fantastic candidate. How do you turn down an offer for vice president when the president himself, although Trump has fantastic DNA and genes, how do you turn that down when the president is in his late 70s? Tucker would be one step away from the presidency of the United States. I think that would be difficult to turn down. So he would be my number one choice. I love Vivek. I think he's a fantastic ideas guy, but I don't think he would take it. Then you're sort of left with, you know, maybe Kristi Noem, which, you know, doesn't excite me. I don't think, you know, Trump may have a point that the vice presidential candidate really doesn't drive votes. But people would not be excited about Kristi Noem. I don't think they would. And like you said, I actually think Nikki would if Nikki were on that ticket, she would probably prevent a certain percentage of the base from voting.
If in a multi-candidate race with RFK and all this other, Dr. Ben Carson makes sense. He would consolidate evangelical, conservative Christian voters.
Yeah, I like it.
Ben Carson's near the top of my list. Christmas and big family feasts are upon us. But in Washington, there's no bigger turkey than Senate Bill 1339. 1339 is Bernie's latest attempt to sneak in a backdoor takeover of more of our health care. It'll handcuff the pharmacy benefit managers who are currently saving millions of Americans an average of $1,040 a year. Bernie is hoping that thousands of your fellow Americans already going to lowermydrugprices.com to stand up against S1339 that you'll be too busy making holiday plans or getting ready for a year-end vacation. Don't let this happen. I'm urging you to keep up the pressure against the passage of S1339 by going to lowermydrugprices.com. The Council for Citizens Against Government Waste says if you don't want a socialized system that takes away your personal health care choices, increases cost, and makes you wait longer to see the doctor that is chosen by the government, go today, right now, to lowermydrugprices.com to stop the Senate from passing the Sanders bill. Remember, we have the momentum, but we need your help today. Portions of this program, of the Charlie Kirk Show, are brought to you in part by the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste. Joining us now is Kari Lake. We are behind Kari's run for the U.S. Senate here in Arizona. We made the announcement official from Turning Point Action. We endorsed Kari, and she gave a great speech at AmFest. Kari, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Charlie. I'm so honored to have the endorsement, and what a great event that was. You know, I know that people said, you inspire me, your speech was great, but I get inspired by that crowd. Those people are active. The crowd is growing. Thank you for what you're doing to make sure that people, A, get active, and B, know how to get involved, because a lot of people want to do something. They just don't know what to do. And that's where Turning Point Action comes in. So thank you very much.
Yeah, Turning Point Action is becoming this grassroots machine. We're so thrilled with it. So, Kari, lots to talk about. The first topic is the southern border. I want you to react here to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Play cut 61.
So often people want to say, why aren't you talking about the border crisis? Or why aren't you talking about it in this way? Well, we're talking about it. They just don't like how we're talking about it because it's not a border crisis. It's an imperialism crisis. It's a climate crisis. It's a trade crisis. This is not a surge. These are children and they are not insurgents and we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy.
She's an unbelievable moron. And by the way, Carrie, at AmFest, I had Ben Burquam, the great Ben Burquam. I was showing up IDs, Chinese nationals, Russian nationals. Why are we putting up with us being replaced and invaded? We're being replaced and invaded, Carrie Lake.
We have an international army that has moved in and invaded our country from all over the world. And when Ocasio-Cortez says these are children, she needs to get down to the Tucson sector ASAP. I'd love to take her on a tour, show her what's going on, take her over to the areas near Lukeville where people are pouring across. You know, it's so typical of the radical left. And I don't say Democrats anymore because, Charlie, the Democrat Party's been traded out. The Democrat Party isn't even in existence right now in politics. This is the radical Marxist left who calls everything a climate crisis or racism or imperialism. She has no idea what's happening on the border. The only climate crisis on the border, the only environmental crisis is on the border, is all of the trash that's strewn all over. What really is a crisis is the crisis to the American people, to the American economy, to the American national security with what's happening at our border. And it's only a matter of time before there is a terrorist attack. And maybe then we'll be able to go back to AOC and ask her what she thinks then.
No, she'll lie and she'll just spin it and she'll say, oh, it's because of MAGA Republicans who are the true terror threats. I mean, she's such a dishonest person and not wise. I want to play cut 62. Blue states are concerned with immigration via Google searches. Turns out diversity is not your strength if you live in a blue state. Play cut 62.
What do voters think about immigration right now?
Yeah, it's becoming a real top issue here. So the top issue facing the nation. Look, the economy is still number one. It was number one in August. It's number one now. But take a look at the immigration / border security. It was just at 11% in August. Look where it's hopped to now, 19%. So it's closing in on the economy. The most Google searches for migrants by state. Look at all these states, Phil. They're all blue states. Illinois is one. New York is two. Massachusetts is three. New Jersey is 4, Colorado is 5, and of course, there's been a lot of talk about the migrant crisis in both Illinois and New York, and it seems like even voters in those states, very blue states, states that Democrats win in general elections almost always, they are focusing on this issue.
Stop calling them migrants. Mm. They're invaders. They're criminals. Carrie, like your reaction.
You know, it's interesting because you can start to tell when you see people running for office, like the folks I'm running against, Ruben Gallego and Kyrsten Sinema, when they start to act like they care about the border, then you know that the Democrats and the people who are voting on the Democrat ticket are starting to let them know that they think it's a problem. When people in New York City are fed up, when people in Chicago are fed up, you know the Democrats have a problem on their hands. And that's why we're seeing people like Ruben Gallego now all of a sudden feign to care about the border and Kyrsten Sinema when they have voted over the course of 20 years between the two of them, two decades, to have the borders wide open. They fought President Trump at every step of the way when he wanted to get that border wall built. Now all they want to do, Charlie, is keep the problem going and pour money into the symptoms of the problem rather than fix the problem, which is stop people from coming over. And the problem is we don't have a strong leader in the White House. The Biden administration is weak. They have caused this entire problem. They're not, they don't understand how to negotiate with Mexico like President Trump did when he said, listen, we're raising tariffs on Monday morning if you don't get your military on the border and stop this insanity and stop these people from coming across. We don't have that right now. Joe Biden is so weak. He is the laughing stock of the world. And frankly, he's making us the laughing stock of the world.
So just you had to speculate, Carrie, you're running against two people. You're running against Kyrsten Sinema and Ruben Gallego. And by the way, the polling is all over the place. Some polls show you up. Some polls show you not up. It's an unpredictable race. You totally can win. And I think you could do it. And we need to all help Carrie. But why do you think Democrats want the border open? Why are they okay with this?
Well, like I said, I mean, it allows for them to pour billions of dollars into a problem. The Democrats always like the problem. They never want to fix it. That's why everybody was so resistant when President Trump said, we can actually fix these problems. We don't have to have a border crisis that lasts forever. And they want to pour money into whether it be NGOs. You know, if you look at the money they want to pour into the border right now, Charlie, it's not to finish the wall and stop people from coming across. The money the Democrats want to pour in are to processing these people who are coming across illegally, as you call them, invaders. They want to process them. They want billions of dollars to be poured into busing them all over, getting them airline tickets, putting them up in hotels at a city near you. They don't want to solve the problem. It's like if you have a severed artery, you have to fix that severed artery. You don't spend your time and energy mopping up the blood. You want to fix the severed artery. But the Democrats don't want to because they love to pour billions and billions into problems year after year after year. That's how they operate.
Yeah, and they want to replace the Native American population. They hate us. They hate white people. They want third worlders in. The whole thing's about replacement.
And voting. I mean, they need new voters because let me tell you, the American people are waking up very quickly to the dead-end, destructive policies of the left. They know that it doesn't work. They know that our economy is in the toilet. They know that national security-wise, we're in a world of hurt, that on a world stage, in the global setting, we're on the verge of World War III. They see what's happening to their children at school being indoctrinated and all kinds of other psychological abuse being heaped on them. They see that the America is faltering right now, and they recognize it's Democrat policy. And so the Democrats have to bring in some new voters, and they're going to try to get these people lined up and ready to vote. Kyrsten Sinema voted to give illegal immigrants the voting rights in this country, and she wants all these people to be able to vote, as does Ruben Gallego, who wants asylum for everybody. This is outrageous. There's no compassion from these people for the American people. I have compassion for the American people who are struggling right now. They're struggling in an economy that doesn't work. They look at the government that has been overtaken by a bunch of frauds, and they're watching the government being weaponized against them. They're watching what's happening to their children, and they don't like the direction our country is going.
So, I mean, I want to play a piece of tape here. Heart Attack Shrek, John Fetterman, has been a big surprise recently. Play cut 19.
If you look at the numbers, it's almost 270,000 encounters, and that's a lot. It's not xenophobic to have a conversation about border security.
So what's going on here, Carrie? For Fetterman? I mean, by the way, that's a whole nother topic and issue. Is Fetterman, has he had a brain transplant? You know, are the meds kicking in? It's kind of strange. But for Fetterman to say that the border is an issue— And now are you seeing this in your race? I want you to just be very, what is Ruben Gallego saying versus his actions? And by the way, Carrie, walk our national audience through what's happening in your Senate race, because not everyone is totally, I think, filled in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just as perplexed by you at John Fetterman. He's said a few things that make sense recently. And hey, listen, if he's waking up, that's great. We need to wake more Americans up. And I even think some of the Democrats are going to eventually come on over and vote our way because they don't like the direction the country is going. This Senate race is so critical. This is the actual majority in the Senate hinges on Arizona. We have a great opportunity to pick up a Senate seat, take it out of Kyrsten Sinema, who's putting on an act saying she's now independent, even though she votes with Joe Biden 100% of the time since becoming an independent. I'm up by 6 points in a new independent poll. President Trump is up 5 points, but we know that's not enough. We have to be up by even bigger margins here in Arizona. We need all hands on deck to get common sense solutions to the problems that we're all just dying to fix. And we know that there's a problem because the Democrats are now starting to act like there's a problem on the border. But we can't take their act where they say, okay, we're going to do something about the border and trust them. As I've said, between these two, 20 years combined in office, and they've done absolutely nothing except vote against border security, vote against strong energy policy, vote against proper education for our kids. They love the indoctrination. They love the garbage our kids are being forced to learn at school. And so we've got a real opportunity to pick up this seat. We can take back our border from the cartels, which are pushing deadly fentanyl into the hands of our young generation. And we can turn things around. And Charlie, I have great confidence that we will turn things around. I know President Trump has a great agenda. We need to have a strong Senate so we can get his judicial picks through, his SCOTUS picks, and all of his cabinet appointees through as well.
All right, I want to tell you about Herzog. Herzog Foundation is amazing. I want you guys to check it out right now. We've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues teaching things that directly contradict the values of millions of American families. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source of American K-12 private education with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents. From their online publication, The Lion, to the new podcast, Making the Leap, Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents. To learn more about how your family and faith and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. HerzogFoundation.com. H-E-R-Z-O-G. HerzogFoundation.com. So, Carrie, the border is a major issue. Another top priority, and we've been talking about this, I've had parents come up to me in record numbers, is the transing and grooming of our kids and this idea of parents' rights. I'm sure you're hearing this on the campaign trail. Talk about how that is going to be a primary concern for you as you run for the Senate in 2024.
It's painful to see what they're doing to our kids. I just mentioned the indoctrination. Beyond that, our kids are being psychologically and mentally abused in school with all of this garbage that's being pushed on them. They know something's wrong. They know it doesn't make sense. It's being forced on them. And as a mother, I'm the only mother in the race, it pains me greatly to see and hear stories about these young people that are being forced into this. No, there's no other way of looking at it. We're seeing dads lose parental rights of their kids because they're trying to push back against what's being hoisted on their sons. It's got to stop. We're going to look back at this, Charlie, as one of the darkest moments in our history. And we're going to have to do some serious work with these children who've been indoctrinated into thinking that they can be a different gender. This is mental illness that's being pushed on our kids. And as a mother, I'm greatly concerned about it. And it's not just me. It's people who come up to me on the campaign trail. You know, I have a real, I'm blessed, I should say. I'm very blessed because I have a relationship with the people of Arizona that I've had for three decades after being in their homes as an honest journalist and then running an incredible campaign for governor where I talk to more Arizonans than probably any other politician in the whole country and talk to more people because people know me and they come up and talk to me. Parents, and guess what? Students are disturbed by it. They don't like what's being pushed on them at school. And if we don't get serious about educating our kids, we're going to have an entire generation of kids who are unemployable. They will not have the skills to do the jobs that are out there. And we're already seeing signs of that. You just mentioned your book talking about what a scam college is. And this is why one of the policies I'm going to be pushing in the United States Senate is pushing to get more kids into skills training and career training where they don't end up $100,000 in debt and unemployable, where they actually end up with great skills. And not only are they employable, they can start their own company and grow a company and live the American dream.
So, Carrie, I hate to put you on the spot here, but at America Fest, you were the number one write-in candidate for VP. We didn't have you on there because of obviously the Senate race. I mean, I'm sure, would you accept that as your priority on the Senate race? Because I'm sure people are mentioning you like crazy to be vice president for Trump.
You know, it's kind of funny. We have so many incredible people in our movement, Charlie. I've even heard your name mentioned. So, hey,
I'm not old enough.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm not old enough.
But what I'm saying is we have so many incredible people in our movement that President Trump has a large pool of great contenders to choose from. My focus right now is my U.S. Senate race and getting President Trump the victory he needs. Honestly, I am gravely concerned about our country. We have to fight like heck to get President Trump to win. The polls show he's up 55 and 60 points. I don't rest my lightly on the polls because I've had polls that showed us up 12 points. So we've seen what happened in elections in the past. So we have to be up and we have to fight hard for President Trump. He'll pick somebody great. Whoever he picks, I'm going to get behind and support.
Would you be sad if he picked Nikki Haley?
I don't think he will. I really don't. I don't think that he will. I think that she has gone over to the dark side. She's part of the warmonger movement. The Republican Party, you know, I've got a big alert to tell everybody, is no longer the party of the warmonger. And so I don't believe that. I think he would pick anybody over her because I think that she is has gone that far over to the dark side. So no, I don't think he'll pick her, but I don't know. We'll have to ask President Trump. They're trying to make that a story, aren't they, to try to bolster numbers.
I know some people that were lobbying him very hard the other day. I just want President Trump to come out and say decisively, no, I'm not going to pick Nikki Haley as VP. Carrie, we're behind you 100%. Really glad what you're doing. People are excited. You could be a U.S. senator. We need to help you out. Arizona, the future of the whole country comes down to Arizona. God bless. Happy New Year. Thank you, Carrie Lake.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon Recruiter Service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.